It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Isabella Cascanet. Hello, Isabella.
Hi, Cal. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. New song called What You Leave Behind. We'll talk about that in just a second, Isabella. But first of all, you and I have never chatted before, so why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
I'm Isabella Cascanet. I'm 15 from Ontario here in Canada. I started music when I was around 8 years old. I started performing, but I was singing for much longer since I was like 3. But I started performing in church, and then just recently I got this amazing opportunity to record this song that Tennille Towns wrote. So yeah, that's basically the rundown of how I got here.
The first thing that popped into my head was, you're 15, is that right?
Yeah.
Good. So how's school going?
It's all right. It kind of sucks with online learning, but I'm getting through.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Ontario, correct? Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
Excellent. The song is called What You Leave Behind. Tell me specifically about that song.
So the song is about the mark you leave on the world and like what you leave behind in your town. So if you listen to the lyrics, it talks about what other people have left behind in the world, and I just think it has an amazing message. And everyone else that's heard it so far has also thought that. So it's a pretty amazing song.
Perfect. Now, a friend of ours by the name of Scotty Kipfer, you and I know him quite well, I guess, right?
Yes.
How did Scotty get a hold of you?
So I was playing at a like convention in Milverton, which is where I'm from, and it's his hometown as well. So he had saw me there, and I was the last. There was three performers. Scotty was the first, then a friend of his, and then me. And so he had come on right before my last song, and I had no idea, but I guess my parents did, and told me that he was going to be helping me produce my first single. And I had never met him before. I didn't know who he was. So that was the first time I ever met him. And then we've obviously produced this amazing song, and I've got to know him super well over the past like 18 months. It's been crazy.
Good for you. Scotty and I have been talking quite a bit with all the projects that he's going on, and he kept telling me, you got to listen to this new tune when it's released by Isabella Cascanet. You'll be very impressed. He kept saying that to me, and it is a really terrific tune for sure. What did Scotty bring to the table for you? What kind of advice did he give you?
He's literally done so much for me. He helped me with interviews. My first interview, I was so incredibly nervous. I was on FaceTime with him, actually, while I was on the phone on my dad's landline at work, and he was FaceTiming me on my phone, just, like, kind of guiding me through it. He's done a lot of guiding. He's helped me with performing, not being as nervous. He's done so much for me, and I'm so absolutely thankful for him. He's such an amazing person.
That's terrific. I'm pretty sure you want to get out in front of somebody and start performing again.
Yes, I miss it so much, but we got to wait till COVID's done for that.
Yeah, you bet. Is there any way we can get a hold of you on social media, Isabella? What's the best way for that?
You can find me on Facebook at Isabella Cascanet, and you can find me on Instagram at Izzy Nurse.
Isabella, it's a real pleasure chatting with you. Good luck with this new single. And next time you see Scotty, say hi to us. Say hi to him for us, and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much for having me, Cal.
Isabella Cascanet on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.